Hello, this is Joel and
Danielle
Young with For His Glory Ministry. We welcome you today. We're teaching a series on the names of God, the name. But first, I want to bring to your attention what we do. Our ministry is called For His Glory because all that we do is literally, people, for His glory. And we help bring you the Bible through God's Spirit and His Word, for the Spirit and the Word agree, and the Word and the Spirit agree, through Hebrew eyes. We look at the Hebrew language, customs, culture, traditions, all as they have bearing on helping reveal the truth to us and understand the Word of God deeper, with greater clarity and greater understanding. So really, we can love God more dearly, we can worship Him more sincerely, and we can see Him more clearly. And our mission statement is from John 12:21 that says, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." So let's see Jesus, people. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Now, in studying the names of God, something you have to realize, what did we talk about last time, Danielle, in the names of God? A name connotes three things. A name really is
essence.
What? Essence.
Nature.
Nature.
And identity.
Identity. That's perfect. So Danielle's saying the name connotes essence, identity, and nature. We don't just say name or name of something and continue to go on. It connotes the essence of that one. It gives us identity to that one. It connotes and defines, it shows us the nature of that one. So to know God, God reveals Himself also through His names. He has one name, Yahweh, not Jehovah, Yahweh. And we did a tape series you'll find on our website, www.forhisglory.org, in the Names of God series called Yahweh Yeshua. We take that in great depth to answer that clearly, why it's Yahweh and not Jehovah. Now, let's go forward. To know God, we need to know Him through His names, because the names will tell us who God is. For the name, each name of God, there's one name and over 700 attributive names. That's right, over 700 attributive names. And we need to know Him through His names. And as we come to know God, we'll also come to know ourselves. As we come to know ourselves, it'll help us come to know others. So we need to be sensitive to that and approach this sensibly. All right? So let's go forward together. Now, let's first show you what the problem is of not knowing someone's name. Let's reason this out together, Danielle. Someone has a father, and they know their father in one of his attributes as provider. Right? Is that a good thing?
Yes.
So what would be some of the benefits of knowing their earthly father as provider? Their father provides food, clothes, money, a roof over their head, a bed, education. So the things that money can buy or that are being provided for, the father's able to provide. And we're just addressing the tangible things, right? Okay. So now, let's look at the next step. The next step is this. What if the person didn't know God, let's say here first as a father, as friend? What would they be missing?
A friend.
Yeah. And what is a friend? A friend is a confidant, someone you could talk to, someone you could trust, someone who's going to be there for you. So in not knowing God as friend, though you may know Him as provider, you would be severely handicapped in knowing your God, in knowing yourself, and enable them to be a friend, really, in truth to others, because you can't give what you don't have. And whatever we have comes from the one who's made you. But we have to be able to mine that treasure and bring it forth, and if we don't, we can't. If we don't, we're in trouble. So let's go forward. So when I know God as provider, I know Him as friend, I know Him as teacher, I know Him as Lord, I know Him as Savior, I know Him as the Alpha and the Omega, which in Greek, better in the Hebrew, we would say the Aleph and the
Tav.
Perfect. Thank you. So now let's go forward. We're going to study in the next few weeks on each of the shows several of the names of God. We have these on tape series also in great depth. Let's first look at this one, which was it was our most extensive teaching series we've done. It's called The Names of God, Part A, The Name. All right, from which we're excerpting just a small portion in this one radio show. That was actually a 14-tape series.
And each tape is more than an hour.
About an hour and a half
very deep
long. And we did not exhaust the topic, but I enjoin you. You're going to be a serious Talmid. And what's a Talmid?
Learner.
A learner,
disciple.
Right. It's a disciple, a learner. Perfect. Then we have to be able to learn these things. So come and learn. Come and see. All right? Now, first, let's look at a few Bible references for how the name is used, and then we're going to examine what the name is. We'll go to Psalm 113. We're going to look at Psalm 113, verse number 2, and let's look at what that is. Let's first hear it. Psalm 113, verse 2.
Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth and forever.
Perfect. Now, did you hear what Danielle said? Blessed be the name of the Lord. God's drawing our attention to what? The name of the Lord. From this time forth and forever. Let's go through a few more. Two more. Psalm 116. Are you still in Psalms? 116, verse 13.
I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord.
Good. I shall lift up the cup of salvation and I will call on the name. Oh, there it is. You said it again. The name of the Lord. Now let's turn to Psalm 89. All right, everybody turn with us. Psalm 89, 16.
In thy name they rejoice all the day, and by thy righteousness they are exalted.
Great. So understand that the term name in Hebrew, it's Shem, S-H-E-M, Shem, S-H-E-M. In the singular, it's in a Tanakh, or the Hebrew scriptures, from Genesis to Chronicles, and your English Bible may be Genesis to Malachi. It's mentioned 770 times. That's a lot. And in a plural, all right, Shemot, it's mentioned 84 times. That's a lot of references, people. And the more we know it, the more we'll be able to see what it means. Now, every word in Hebrew, the rabbis will teach, has, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting. If not, sit down. Every word has 70 meanings, 7 with a 0 after it, 70. Each letter, that's right, every letter has a meaning, has 7 meanings. Now we're back in school. Now, you can even find this in some Hebrew text because this is it's a picture language. God's writing things for us to see. It captures, it defines, it represents aspects of life and truth as a living language, because in Hebrews 4:12 it says, thy word is living, the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, right? That's the first part of the verse. So if the word of God is living and active, then every word is composed of what?
Letters.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Every word's composed of letters. So to translate Shem, Shin Mem Sofit, letter by letter, the Shin is from Shen, which means
tooth.
Great. And what do you do with your teeth?
You bite, destroy.
You bite, you chew. Destroy things, you chew them, you consume them, you break them down. So destroy in some context, consume in another. That's a core meaning. And the Mem Sofit, a mem from Mayim, at one level means like water or chaotic. And a final mem means like a final or ultimate chaos. So what is a name ultimately supposed to do? It's supposed to destroy ultimate chaos, destroy ultimate problems, if you will, destroy ultimate diseases, if you will, destroy all that is destroying, all that's wrong. Now that's powerful. So, one important thing then to remember is when we pray with Jesus' name, that's not what we're ever told to do. We're told to pray in his name. There's a subtle yet great difference, people. The difference is profound, and I want you to be sensitive and sensitized to it. The reason is, the point is this. To pray with his name is like a rubber stamp. You know, stamping, just give it a blanket approval, but he's not in there. You're just stamping with a name. To pray in his name is like being in a house, in a relationship, involved, all right? You're like one. So to pray in his name, what does a name mean again? It was those three things?
Essence, identity, and nature.
Perfect. Did you all get what Danielle said? I'm going to ask you to repeat it so you can write it down. A name means?
Essence, identity, and nature.
Perfect. So with that in mind, a name connotes essence. So are you praying in his essence? Are you praying in his nature, in his identity of who he really is? Then expect that prayer to be answered, all right? Expect that prayer. God hears all. God knows all. But you got to be careful when you pray, because not all prayers Scripture teaches are heard. The prayers of the unrighteous are not, the prayers of the wicked are not, the prayers of the double-minded are not. So make sure when you pray, you're praying what is according to his will. And to know his will, you need to know your God. To know your God, you need to know his names. To know his name, you really have to understand his essence, his identity, and nature, as Danielle said. Okay? So, this is the first name, Shem. And you are to use this name as a designed weapon against all evil and chaos in life. The name is in and of itself all-powerful and has authority over all and destroys all that is evil. All right? That is critical to understand. Now, I want to bring your attention to something else. And this is a fascinating study. What we did, and we're going to look at just several of these examples. We looked at the name for name. What is that again? Shem.
Shem.
Right. Thank you. The name Shem. And we saw where that was involved in other words like a family. All right? We all have, for example, in my household, the last name is Young. So aunts, uncles, relatives, parents, we all have the same last name as Young, but there are different people there. But the common bond is our last name is Young. The word here is Shem. So in Hebrew, Shin, Mem, Sofit, we have other words that are formed with that word being the root word of it that defines the meaning of the word. Now, if you all heard that very famous prayer, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. So the first word is Shema. Now, get used to the Hebrew, Shin, Mem, Ayin. The last letter is an Ayin, which means an I. Now, the word Shema means to hear. Jesus quotes this himself in Mark 12, 28-34, when one of the Torah teachers asks him, what is the greatest commandment? Do you think that's important to know?
Very much so.
Me too. They ask him, they say, all right, what's the greatest commandment? And he quotes, Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your might. And the second is this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You see, briefly in that example, he was asked for one, but he gave two. Why? Why would he give two when he was asked one? The second defined relationship between man and man. All right? So between man and man, the term relationship is critical for us to be involved in. And it defines also our relationship with God, because how can, as it says in 1 John, how can you love God who you haven't seen and hate your brother who you have seen? So our relationship that we have with God is not only a spiritual relationship, but is to be a full-orbed one that demonstrates itself in our love for ourselves, a healthy love, and also a love for others that will evidence our love for God in tangible, clear, human, global ways, that people could see that. People, that's how we do it. Otherwise, be careful about becoming, if you will, so spiritually minded that you really lose track of what the Spirit's all about. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him shouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. God came to give us life, and he wants us to hear what he's saying. So come and let him speak for himself and listen to who he says he is. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So Shema, hear. Now hear that first Shema. The first part of Shema, the word to hear, which also means to obey, to hear and obey, the root of that is the word Shem, name. So what does the word name have to do with hearing and obeying? First of all, the term to hear and obey in English are two words, in Hebrew it's one. Because when you listen, when you hear, you obey. And if you obeyed, you had to have first heard in order to obey. And sometimes we may even use the same sense when we talk to children or people at work and we say, you know, they haven't finished their job or cleaned up or taken out the garbage or done some chore. Didn't you hear what I said to do? Didn't you hear me? So what's wrong? Because I see they didn't obey it. I know they didn't really hear what I was saying. So we even have that same sense today in our English language insofar as how we walk it out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So in Hebrew, to hear, Shema, is the same as to obey. And actually, there's another use of it in Joshua. It says the word famous. Now, in English, that doesn't make any sense at all, because it's like on another tree. But if you step away enough, it's just a farther out branch of the same tree. Because if you listened, heard God,
mm-hmm.
and you obeyed God, which is one and the same, and through your obedience, He will raise you up and you'll become well known or famous. And leave it to God. Don't do your own self-glorification, people, or vainglory. Let God, and do it for God, and give Him alone all the glory, and you'll be exalted. As one scholar put it, the way up is down. So humble yourself, please. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Danielle. So Shema, here. Shem is name. The ayin after means I. And what do you do with an I?
You see.
Right, you see.
You understand.
Right, understand. You have insight. So let's put those concepts together. The name that you see. But what did we say a name was before? You said it.
Identity.
Identity. So to see or understand the identity, what were the other two?
Essence.
Essence. To see or understand the essence of something or someone.
Nature.
And the nature. To see or understand the nature. Now, that's very good. So real hearing in the biblical Hebrew mindset is to see and understand the essence of something or someone. So if I hear you, all right, so there will be no confusion, no problem, no real difficulty at all. And I won't have to go, what? What? I don't understand what you're saying. What do you? If I really understand the essence of what was said, then I could say, I heard you. And my hearing will be evidenced also in my obedience to the understanding the essence of the matter, the person, the nature of the thing, place, or person, and in the ultimate category, God, whom we live, love, and serve. Now, is that getting clearer?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So when we hear, it's not just, you know, you got two ears on the side of your head, which thank God for those, all right? But we really understand, you see. As Danielle said, eyeing is to see. And what do you do with an eye? You see. And she said,
because you're seeing, you can understand.
Right. Very good. Because you see, you can understand. You have insight into the nature, the name, the nature, the essence of the matter. So that's a very important point to remember with that. Now, let's look at another name. What are we doing? We're looking at a family. My last name is Young. Each of you have a last name. Who's related to you? How are they related? And that's the family. And ultimately, people, we're all related back to Adam. So let's get to know our family better. Amen?
Amen.
And prayerfully, not only in the first Adam, but in the last Adam. And his name is Jesus the Christ.
Yeshua.
Jesus the Messiah. Say that again.
Yeshua.
Yeshua. To all our Jewish brethren and all those that love the Jews, Yeshua. Y-E-S-H-U-A. Yeshua. The one and only one. Amen.
Amen.
Now, there's another term called Asham. Asham. A-S-H-A-M. One word. A-S-H-A-M. Asham. Asham in Hebrew is Aleph, Shin, Mem, Sofit. That means guilt offering, all right? In Isaiah 53:10, I'll read it. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. Though you make his soul a guilt offering, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Now, remember Yeshua at the cross in John 19:19, there was a plaque over his head on the cross?
Yes.
And it said, Yeshua the Nazarene and King of the Jews. Yeshua HaNatri v'Melech HaYehudim.
What kind of plaque was that and why was it there?
The plaque was put there by the Romans, and it was a plaque, and unfortunately, to the Jews, it said something they didn't want it to say. Because it said, Jesus the Nazarene, King of the Jews, they wanted to just say along the lines that he calls himself King of the Jews. And that's part of a divine plan. Even though man had put it up there, and we'd have to study then crucifixion and see why it's there in the first place. All right? Now I'm going to refer you to Peter Michas' book, From Aleph to Tav, called God's Master Plan, on page 139. He does a very good job. All right? He does a very good job of showing an initial letter code clearly concealed in the superscription. Meaning, if you looked at each one of those letters in Hebrew and took them out from Yeshua HaNatri v'Melech HaYehudim, you would have Yod He Vav He.
Wow.
And what is that word?
Yahweh.
Perfect. Say again, Daniel.
Yahweh.
What is that? That's God's name.
Yep.
Now, that's the Aleph reference. But wait a minute. How do I get all this from this code? Yes.
What does this mean, the Aleph reference?
Aleph means in Hebrew first. It's the first letter of the language. So when I look at the first reference or the first letter of each of these words, I get the name Yahweh.
The first letter of every word on that plaque.
Exactly, in Hebrew. It doesn't work in other languages. It works in the
Yahweh.
Hebrew. Yod He Vav He. Yeshua HaNatri V'Melech HaYehudim. Yeshua HaNatri V'Melech HaYehudim. The first letter of each. But how do I get that? Well, what is the topic we're talking about? Asham here. Guilt offering. But Asham was Aleph Shin Mem Sofit. But
right.
Shin Mem Sofit means name. Wait, Aleph is the first letter. It means in Hebrew, it means
God.
Leader. First. Creator.
Yes.
Lord. Sovereign. Master. Great. So wait a minute. The Asham would be God's name. The Asham would have God's name. But the Asham of Isaiah 53:10 is fulfilled by the Messiah, who is and has, because he is, God's name. So, Yeshua, when they put the plaque up over his head, and you look at the Hebrew letters, the Asham, Aleph Shem, Aleph is God, meaning one of the meanings of the
right.
letter Aleph,
mm-hmm.
means God, name, God's name. So the Jews look for, well, the Aleph Shem, the Aleph reference of each, because this is God's name. And as you look at the Aleph for each, you would the one of the ways you would do codes, you see it says Yahweh. So the Asham would have God's name, and on the plaque over his head, they put God's name, Yahweh. So it's standing there for all the world to see, even while the Lord is being crucified, that he's proclaimed to the world as Yahweh, who has God's name, Asham, who is the guilt offering for all. Acts 20:28, for God purchased a church, meaning the called out ones, with his own blood. And I think that's fantastic. Yes,
so,
Daniel.
So it seems like at that time, the people actually knew these kinds of reading, the letters.
Oh, they knew these things so well.
I guess that's called gematria, maybe?
Gematria, the number counting, which is standard. God made numbers.
And is that why they said, take it down? Remember?
They want to take it down because even at the plain read level, at the basic read level, it says, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. And the Jews who said, take it down, were saying, we can't. We want to take him down because he's not the King of the Jews. He just claims to be King of the Jews. All right? There's so much more here, people. The word shalom, for peace, the root of it is from Shem. The word shamayim, for heaven. The word shemot, which is the name of the second book of the Bible. It's the name for Exodus. That means names, and it's in a female form. Then term shmoneh, which we have for eight. Shmona, which is feminine, Shemesh, which we have, all which means sun, all these relate to the name, and we should know these things whenever we bless his name and know his name.
Can you tell me if there's a teaching on this subject? It sounds really interesting.
Yes, we did an extensive one on our show, and which is available, rather. We've done this through our ministry called Names of God, Part A, The Name. So I want you all to be blessed. Come and study with us, and it's all for his glory. Amen.
Amen.